Have you ever heard of Candyman? And if you look in the mirror, you say his name 5 times.
In cities everywhere.
Candyman?
They whisper his name.
Right. Candyman.
It's just a story.
Candyman?
Candyman.
Just a ghost story.
Candyman, 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 Candyman. Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan. And on today's episode of the podcast, I am just squeezing it in on time. It is not midnight yet. What is it? 8 o'clock? Yeah, 8 o'clock. Not too bad. I still had 4 hours to spare. I just watched 1992's Candyman, and I have to admit, this movie frightened me from time to time, which this is probably the first film to do so. So it wins in that regard. In terms of film quality, though, I don't know. It's kind of a disjointed mess. I'll talk just a little bit about the plot. This is, and kind of just who's in this film. So this is written and directed by Bernard Rose, who I've never heard of. Stars Virginia Madsen, and I was trying to place her the entire time, and then I was like, oh, I know her from Sideways. I don't know her really from anything else. This has Tony Todd in it as well, who I don't know if I've ever seen him in anything, but he is actually playing Candyman in this. This is based off a Clive Barker short story called The Forbidden. Clive Barker, the creator of Hellraiser. So I saw that in the opening credits and was going, oh no, I'm in for a gore fest. But this, luckily, fortunately, is not really that. So just a little bit about the plot. Helen Lyle is this graduate student at the University of Illinois, and she is researching urban legends for her thesis, or to be published, I guess. Maybe it's not for her thesis. And she learns about the Candyman, who is, if you say his name 5 times in front of a mirror, he appears and will commit some sort of murder. This movie, the first half, I was very, very invested in. And I kind of wanted to know, I was just like, okay, where is this going? What direction is this heading into? It seemed as though Helen was getting pretty close to figuring everything out. And then this movie takes just the biggest left turn ever, and basically becomes a completely different movie the second half. I watched Halloween Ends earlier on in the month, and this definitely has some similarities to this in the fact that Michael Myers is using Corey during pretty much all of Halloween Ends, or at least, I don't know, a good portion of it. And in this movie, Candyman starts using Helen, Virginia Madsen's character, in order to kind of get away with committing all of these terrible crimes. It's, like I mentioned, it is disjointed. It is confusing from time to time. Some of the imagery and the gore is really top-notch here, though. And this movie has a lot going for it. Like I said, anytime anybody has to say something in front of a mirror, that usually just freaks me out. I don't know why that is. I have no fear of looking in a mirror or anything like that. But for some reason, that got to me a little bit with this. I don't know. Maybe I've not seen a movie like this in a while. But yeah, there were a couple moments. And this movie had a lot of jump scares as well. So that was kind of just putting me a little bit on edge. So yeah, definitely had some horror elements that worked for me, but just how disjointed the plot is and how confusing and how, like, I don't love the direction that it went in the second half. I don't like that it kind of just got stuck there, it seemed like to me, and it just never really got out of it. And then the whole climax and the whole ending wasn't super satisfying because of that. And I saw the very, very end. I saw that coming. That was foreshadowed. So I don't know. I liked this movie. I had a good time watching it. It's definitely a very, very messy film, but I think you can have a good time with it, and I think it has some genuinely good scares. So that is Candyman 1992. I could not find an online copy of it, so I ended up renting it for a few dollars. But yeah, I had a better time than I thought I was going to have. Yeah, and it was legitimately frightening. So on tomorrow's episode of Ryan's Reviews, it is going to be Satan's Little Helper. This was I signed up for a free trial of Scream on YouTube. That's the only place I could find this movie. So yeah, we will see how this is. I know nothing about this. I just saw it on some movie list. After that, Monday is Creature from Black Lake. Tuesday is George A. Romero's Martin. So yeah, there are some absolutely unknown movies coming out up. Having just watched Hexon, Jeepers Creepers, and Candyman, which are all pretty well known. So yeah, we will see what the next few episodes bring. As always, thank you for tuning into today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back tomorrow talking about Satan's Little Helper.